Hey there. Ever wonder what happens to all those amazing screenplays that never make it to the big screen? Wonder no more. Welcome to Table Read Podcast, where we bring those undiscovered gems to life. Picture this, talented actors giving incredible performances with the occasional laugh or blooper thrown in, produced by award-winning pros. From drama to comedy, TV pilots to feature films, there's something for everyone. And guess what? We release new episodes every week, so don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Table Read Podcast, where great stories finally get their chance to shine.
I saw a sign, and it opened up my eyes. I saw the sign. Welcome to all... I couldn't remember what in the world we were doing just now. Welcome to All Things Internet, show where we talk about things we see on the internet that usually have to do with the internet. And Emily tries her darndest to fact check and research most of the things she finds relevant to the conversation. I am your host, Rachel Ballinger, and this is also your host,
Emily Brostaff.
And this is the show. I did it. I did the intro.
You did it. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. How you doing, Em?
I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm doing great. It's 9 a.m. on a Saturday.
Yep.
Working 9 a.m. on a Saturday. As good as you can get.
Exactly. Wow. Should we just hop right in?
Let's hop right in.
We're both like still half asleep.
I have to go do drywall after this. So I'm like, okay, I don't know if I want this to end or not.
I don't think one of my eyelashes is actually like on. It's like poking my eye so bad, but it's fine. We will thrive.
She gets ready for these podcasts. I woke up an hour ago, but I'm still in my PJs.
Well, see, you have more confidence than I do. That's the issue. Not the issue. That's the difference.
That's the difference.
Yeah.
Accept me for who I am.
Please like me.
I reapplied deodorant so I'd smell good.
Ooh, wait. I did too. Had to check.
And I have coffee in me, so I will entertain you. But
love it.
I don't need to look my best constantly. That's asking a lot of me. That's it. Continue. What's the story? You're looking at me like, yeah, where are we going with this? I have no idea.
That was it. That was the start and end of that thought.
There it is. Okay. Next.
Okay. So we're going to start off with a TikToker went viral for creating a homemade pink sauce, which consisted of dragon fruit, sunflower seed oil, chili, honey, and garlic. And she basically, her video starts.
What is this for? What do you put this on?
Well, she is a Miami-based private chef.
Okay.
And so she created this own sauce. And basically her videos went viral because she started pouring it. Like when I say pouring it, I mean like
the dousing.
The entire bottle she would pour on top of different food items. And she would talk about how good the sauce was. So she would pour it on top of like chicken wings and tacos and like literally anything that you, even things that you wouldn't think have a sauce. She was pouring it on top of, and it just went viral because it looked like Pepto-Bismol. So it looked disgusting.
What if it was?
I mean, honestly, genius. It didn't look appetizing. It just looked interesting, but she was like so funny in these videos, pouring the entire bottle and like eating it and talking about how good it was that her videos just like took off. So okay. Then, of course, people who are watching these videos started demanding that she start selling this sauce. Because she wouldn't tell people exactly how to make it. And she kind of said it tasted a little bit like, if she were to compare it to anything, it tasted almost like ranch. And so, you know, all
the ranch people.
Yeah, all the ranch
Everyone
people.
Everyone loves the ranch.
I love a good ranch.
Okay, whoa, relax. I didn't even get my sentence out. You're already mad at me. God darn it. I can't eat ranch anymore. And vegan ranch doesn't compare.
Right.
Vegan ranch does not compare. There's no good vegan ranch. Okay, so. I don't partake in the ranch anymore. When I did, it was one of my favorite dressings.
Yep.
And I did occasionally like to dip my pizza in it.
Oh, yeah.
But I was never a big French fry dipper in ranch.
French fries, chicken tendies, chicken nuggies.
See?
Pizza.
I was going to be like, all of those you could dip in ketchup, and then you said pizza.
And then grilled cheese. Oh.
See, all of the things minus the pizza... I'd rather dip those things in ketchup because I'm a huge ketchup lover and I can still be obsessed with ketchup.
Right.
So ketchup's always my jam, but I respect that ranch.
That ranch.
I respect it.
That ranch hustle.
That ranch, get it done.
Get it done.
What that ranch do though?
Well, her ranch. You like that segue back?
I did.
So her pink ranch, or, you know, she wasn't calling it ranch, but, you know, whatever. Her pink sauce, she started selling it.
Okay.
And so... Yeah, to give her a little credit, she is a private chef in Miami, so you'd think that she'd be up to speed on like food safety and regulation.
Oh no.
Well, not so much. So she was shipping out her famous pink sauce in like bags. Like picture like, you know, Amazon bags where they're like you rip open the top and this thing's in it.
Yeah.
She was shipping it out in that. So there was no type of like cooling material or
oh, so
like,
it has to be refrigerated.
But she won't say. So it also doesn't say on the bottle. It doesn't say like after opening refrigerate. It doesn't say keep in the refrigerator. And so like basically the sauce, which has she claims that it has the dragon fruit, oil, chili, honey, garlic, but she won't tell the full like ingredient list. And what she had listed on the back of the bottle was not spelled correctly. And like was like measurements weren't properly listed out. So like no one knows what's actually in this because it's not being FDA regulated. And she's just shipping it out and like in the summer heat and like people are very confused. One person opened it up and said it immediately smelled rotten. So
no,
it's just one of those cases where there's another person who's like an influencer. She just recently gained all of this traction.
Yeah.
Who is trying to, you know, hop on the train, which good for you. Go and hustle.
Yep.
But no one's regulating them. And so she said she's in the process of like getting all of this approved and regulated, but she's still shipping it out in the meantime.
So she can just share the recipe.
She could.
And then, you know, keep coming out with new stuff. And like, so everyone knows it's her stuff. So she comes famous for it.
Right.
Wait, so she gets all the traction and then release the recipe.
Right.
So it's not like cloud bread or whatever, where no one knows where it came from.
Right.
It would come from her or whatever.
Right.
And then slowly a bigger person, if she had a bunch of recipes out, maybe a big person would be like, hey, I can bottle this for you.
Right.
Or like, try and sell it as a farmer's market first and get consumer like feedback.
Yeah.
Before just bottling it and shipping it to random people through Amazon packages.
Well, yeah. Well, Amazon like bags.
Yeah. Manila envelopes, basically.
Yeah. Basically, yeah. And then a lot of people are disappointed because when they open it and they try it, they say it just literally tastes like she took ranch and mixed it with a ton of water and then put red food dye in it and sent it out.
I was gonna say, what if she just put pink in ranch?
That's kind of what people are speculating. Although she does show on her TikTok, she shows herself making it, but the bottles that people are getting, they're posting online and posting on TikTok and like tweeting it out. And the way that the shades of pink vary, it's obviously not an exact recipe because some people are getting like hot, bright, almost red colored. And then some people are getting like super like light, hinty, baby pink. And so like it's not being regulated. All the things on the bottle are like obviously written by herself and not like checked or anything. And then she's...
How do you not check the spelling of your own bottle?
I don't know. That seems like, you know, just a very simple step. But I think she did admit, she was like, I was rushing to get this out because I wanted to get it out while all this hype was going on. But it's just like, there haven't been any reports of anyone getting sick yet, but it's just a matter of time. And like, you're putting yourself in a really bad situation.
Yeah. Food is a tricky thing to get involved with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see how this plays out.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I personally would not buy it.
No.
But as a consumer, as a curious person, and I think that's what people are trying. Like,
they're curious. Yeah.
I think, well, if she's not careful, someone who knows what they're doing could try and mimic the sauce.
Yeah.
And then, you know, they could sell it better if they know what they're doing. So I think she should just release the recipe. And she's not going to make any money on this. But if you get your name out there and build a strong name, then you're good.
Right.
You could do it that way.
Poor girl is trying to hustle and just doesn't have any guidance.
I appreciate the hustle. But yeah, a lot of people just don't think that stuff through because no one's thinking about a lawsuit. They're just thinking, oh, everyone's going to love my sauce.
Right.
You know, but you got to think the logistics. And that's where a lot of people get in trouble.
Yeah. So hopefully someone steps in and helps her get under control.
Seriously. And I hope no one gets sick.
Me too. Yes. Okay. In super
short. Was there any dairy in it?
She just said dragon fruit, sunflower seed oil, chili, honey, and garlic.
Okay. So.
I mean, technically it doesn't sound like it needs to be refrigerated.
I could eat that.
You could. Should. No.
I kind of want to.
I know. It could be a testing video.
We could have Abby try and recreate it.
Ooh.
Because Abby's really good at that stuff.
We could. That'd be a good
great
video.
Great. Let's do that.
Let's do
and
that.
And then we'll bottle it and sell it.
Oh! Okay, in super short news, Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez officially married last Saturday in Vegas, with the official court documents saying that Jen has legally changed her name to Jennifer Affleck. And obviously they used to be engaged back in 2002, and then they had their breakup in 2004, but now they have found their way back to each other, and they got married at one of those little white chapels in Vegas, and said that it was the perfect day and perfect wedding, but that they almost didn't make the ceremony because they got there at like 11:55 at night and it closed at midnight. So they like barely rushed through the doors and got married. But they said it was perfect. So whatever.
Curious about this entire relationship. Put your microphone closer to your mouth.
Hello?
Yeah, you keep... There it is. Well, because you keep it pretty far from your mouth.
Oh.
And then you hear me talking through what I'm editing. I'm sorry. This is... No one cares. But when... We're editing. Look at how big my lines are. We're at the same volume, but I just talk so much louder and it's so much closer to my mouth.
Oh.
There you go.
Okay. Interesting.
But if I turn you up, you're going to hear me in your microphone.
I've noticed that when I'm editing too. Yeah. Yeah.
It's because you hold it out here.
I just don't like blocking my face.
I'm sorry you conceded.
I want everyone to be able to see this beauty. You got my half eyelash hanging on.
It looks totally fine.
Okay, good.
It doesn't look bad at all.
Good.
Yeah. But yeah, keep your mic here.
Okay, I'll keep it here.
Live here.
Live here.
Live here.
I don't like it. My hot breath is bouncing back off and into my face.
How hot is your breath?
Well, I don't know. Average temperature.
All right. Anyway, sorry. We're just...
All good. The next story is a little long, so do you want to check?
Yeah. You know what? We can check to see if we have a sponsor for today. Sponsor, sponsor!
Do you like science fiction? I'm Carrie Bechet, and if you loved movies like Arrival or Interstellar, then you're going to want to check out my podcast, Hypothetical. On Hypothetical, we tell speculative sci-fi stories interwoven with real science. New episodes every Tuesday, available wherever you get podcasts.
And we're back.
All right, you ready?
Yep. Put that microphone in your face.
Gosh darn it. Just keep reminding me. Okay. Kylie Jenner, I don't know if you've seen, is in the hot seat this week.
Oh, is it the registry?
Oh, no, but we're going to get to that.
Oh, it's the jet.
It's the jet.
Oh, so she's in it for two reasons.
Two reasons, yeah. So she is in trouble after taking her private jet for a 3-minute ride. And it all started when she posted a photo of her and Travis on Instagram kissing or like embracing between their two private jets. And the caption was, "Do you want to take yours or should we take mine?" Which sparked major...
What a dilemma.
Right. This sparked major backlash because it is just so out of touch and privileged. Like, there are literally people starving to death and you're flexing your two jets. But also because of the damage that private flying does to the environment.
Oh, yeah. It's terrible.
Yeah. So this led to people digging into her flight logs, only to discover that she had taken her jet for a 3-minute flight from Camarillo, California to Van Nuys, California, which would have only been a 40-minute car
Nuys?
Ride. Yeah.
She went from
Camarillo.
Camarillo
to Van Nuys. Right. 3 minutes in her jet, and it would have taken 40 minutes to get there by car, and you know she's not even driving herself. They have drivers.
This is... Are helicopters better on fuel?
I'm not sure.
I'd like to look into that.
Yeah.
Because I do know... I mean, I know everyone's kind of hesitant about helicopters since Kobe Bryant, yeah. RIP. But if on a clear day, that's not a joke. That is a genuine thing. Yeah. On a clear day, helicopters can get you places pretty fast. Like, I understand. That's why Kobe Bryant started taking them, is because he was like, he would work out. He did his training in downtown LA and then wanted to get back to his girls. But it was like an hour and a half car ride. And he's like, this is ridiculous. So he started taking a 10-minute helicopter ride instead.
Right.
I wonder if they're better for fuel.
Maybe. It's still like so.
I know. Like, I know.
Yeah.
I know. But I'm like, I'm trying to think of like, hey, I get it.
A middle ground solution.
A middle ground solution.
Take a helicopter.
Listen, if you have the means, I get it. Because that is a thing. Like, if you have the means, you're like, why not? Because Earth. But like, because I don't like doing 40-minute car rides.
Right.
I don't want to drive 40. I'm like, we have to go into LA to do that. That's like going to be an hour and a half drive.
Right.
Considering traffic. Like, that's too much.
Right.
I don't want to do it. So, like, I get the feeling.
Right.
And so I can understand if you're like, well, I have billions. I can just take my private jet. But they're not thinking with their brains about the Earth.
Right. Or at least, like, don't tell people. Don't brag about that.
Yes.
Like, and that what is, are you doing?
That, yes, that is really stupid. Oh, my God. Like, babe, let's look into helicopters.
Let's look into helicopters.
If it's the same bad, then let's not.
Right.
But if it's maybe, like, 0.1% worse than driving, well, I think we could take the helicopter.
I think so. Yeah. 0.1%. I'll hold you to that. So basically, people also discover that Kylie's jet takes regular flights amounting to less than 15 minutes. She does this weekly. So this led to, like, the bigger discussion.
God, this girl does not have a fear of flying.
No.
My fear of flying would be like, nah, I'm good.
Yeah. Same. So this led to a bigger discussion of why are we as individuals taking steps in our lives to ensure the safety of our environment and, like, the future of the earth when the 1% are taking 3-minute plane rides. Just,
it's another thing again and again where it's like, we can use reusable bags and recycle all we can, right, but nothing's going to change until the billionaires, the 1%, the companies, the mass
fishing
companies,
industries. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, yeah, the farming industry, the amount of, like, the poop that the amount of cows that are, it's ridiculous. So until, like, they all do something, we're us, I mean, keep using reusable straws and doing your little things. It's better to, you know, not
contribute.
To not contribute, but, like, we aren't going to solve it.
No.
But we don't have to contribute.
Right.
The ones that are going to solve it are the big companies and the billionaires.
Right.
That's all there is to it.
Yeah. And just so everyone's on the same page, private jets have been found to emit 2 tons of CO2 in just 1 hour. And to put it into perspective, 1 ton of CO2 is equivalent to driving a car all around the world, like one lap around the world, 18 dairy cows in weight, or 25 million plastic straws. So that's what she's putting out into the environment when she takes her private jet.
Can I just Google the helicopter thing real quick?
Go for it.
Because I'm like, if this is a viable option, how much is it? CO2?
CO2, yeah. And then I'm just while you're Googling, I'm going to keep going.
Yeah.
So the Transport and Environment report in May of 2021 said that private jets are 5 to 14 times.
It's a quarter of a ton.
A quarter per hour?
Per hour. So it's
better.
It's better than a private jet. But I don't think people would yell at her as much.
As much.
I'm still saying, like, okay, if I'm going to say, if, like, you have a meeting and it's like a $1 billion deal, you got to get there in 5 minutes or whatever, take your helicopter, not your jet.
Right.
If you can, plan for a 40 minute car ride.
Right.
Let's do that instead.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, Snoop just laid down on your bag.
On my bag. Not just beside it. He's curled up on top of it.
I love my dog so much.
That's cute.
So I'm going to say, Kylie, helicopter. It goes car, helicopter, and then jet for your big trips.
Right.
Over 2 hours.
Yeah. Well, because people did the math, and her carbon footprint for one 10-minute flight is more than the average person makes in 1 year.
Okay. So this, no, yeah. She needs to not. She doesn't understand. She's like, I don't get it. I promise you, she's like, what are you talking about? The grass is green and I have water.
Right.
Like, that's.
There's not a water shortage. I have plenty of it.
Yeah.
Just like, we're not overpopulated. Look at this lot next to my house.
Yeah, exactly. Look how much space I have in my backyard.
Right. Nice.
Thank you.
Yeah. So people started tweeting things like, famous people are so out of touch with reality. Like, how did she not think she's going to get backlash for it? My favorite was, Europe is literally on fire. Meanwhile, Kylie Jenner is taking 15-minute trips in her private jet. I could recycle everything, buy all my clothes secondhand, compost, and grow my own food for the rest of my life, and it wouldn't even begin to offset the footprint from just one of her flights.
Yep.
Which is accurate. So people were not happy about that.
Yeah, they shouldn't be.
Right.
I'm saying helicopter is the best bet for that. I don't think it's the good one.
Well, if she's going to fly.
If she's going to fly.
Yeah.
I think helicopter.
But she's not going to, because her private jet has, like, a walk-in closet and a huge, like, bathroom and a private master suite and, like, it's just like, she's never going to trade that for a bumpy seat in a helicopter.
She could get an RV and just have an RV take her everywhere.
There you go.
You can have your bed
right.
And a closet and a toilet right there.
Right there. Yep.
That's how, if I ever got that rich, I'm going to have an RV.
An RV. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Someone else said,
I'm going to put a little garden on the roof. Sorry.
Oh, I like that.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. Someone said, Kylie Jenner out here picking which color private jet she want to take today. Meanwhile, I got to chug my iced coffee before my straw becomes paper mache. I was like, that's a good one. Yeah.
That's a good one.
So she attempted to do some damage control by showing her being like more in touch or like more relatable. So she put on her Instagram story, and I think maybe she put it on TikTok. For sure, I know it was on Instagram story. She showed her pushing a Target cart with Stormy in the little kid seat and two of her nieces in like the cart, and basically showed her like walking around Target and picking them out toys and like, look at me, I'm so relatable. I'm shopping at your superstore. But
how does that help us?
She thought it was good, but then people came back and were saying things like, she's trying to cosplay as a middle class after the private jet post. So, yeah. Or like, tries to be more normal after the jet post, but buys $300 worth of toys. And it's also very apparent that she had the entire store shut down so that she could do the shopping trip. So while she's like, look at me, I do my shopping like everyone else, like I'm not like the bad guy.
Yeah.
She kicked everyone out of the store and then bought a ridiculous amount of products.
I
don't understand. Like, how are they that clueless?
I don't know.
I'm
telling you, there is no way you can be a billionaire and a good person.
Oh, no, for sure.
And usually if you're a billionaire, you have a giant ego.
Yeah.
Because you had to step on people to get there, which means you thought Absolutely. You were better than everyone else.
Absolutely.
Means you're slightly, usually I can't diagnose people, but a narcissist.
Yep.
So they're going to be out of touch with reality, but they're going to want people to like them because their egos are so big.
Right.
Some are usually narcissists. So they're going to want everyone to like them, and they just hate that they don't. So they're going to try and be relatable, but they're not good people, and they're always going to be out of touch.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can't be an in-touch billionaire. That's not possible. You can't live like a normal person, so you don't understand how normal people are living.
Right. Well, even like they got in trouble maybe like a month or two ago because on one of the new Kardashian episodes, Kylie and her mom went to a grocery store in Malibu, and like they didn't know how to insert their credit card. Like she didn't know how to insert the chip reader. Like they were like laughing and giggling at how the carts pushed and like how they were going to, like they thought the whole thing was like very comical and like fun, and like it was just, so they got in trouble a few months ago for that because people are like, literally when I go to the grocery store, like I am in there for a mission and then I have to check my bank account before checking out.
Yeah.
And you're over here giggling about how to use a chip reader. Like, yeah. It's just, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. And then then the whole conspiracy came up with the wedding registry.
I didn't know if that was true or not.
It has not been confirmed, but my God, am I convinced.
I'm going to say it's funny either way. Either someone made it up.
Right.
And they put a lot of humor into it.
Right.
And like, that's funny. Or it's real. And then that's kind of sad.
Right.
But either way, it's like, it's a funny take. And, but we aren't saying this is for real or not at all.
Right. So if you're confused, basically it started on Reddit. Some Reddit user has sparked a theory that Kylie Jenner and Travis Scott are getting married, and they've found their outrageous wedding registry. And these rumors started because Kylie posted on her Instagram story that she was out partying on the town with all of her sisters while everyone was dressed in black except Kylie, that was in full white. And so people were like, that's
a bachelorette party.
That seems like a bachelorette party. And then this same Reddit user found a registry, and it was registered to Mother Goose and Cactus Jack. And Cactus Jack is the name of Travis's record label and brand. And Mommy Goose is what Kylie says Stormy's nickname for her is. So it's like,
they could have made that up as well. But I think that's clever.
It's convincing. So here's a little bit of what's on. Oh, yeah. OK, so it hasn't been confirmed that it's their registry or that they're getting married. But now this huge conspiracy is going.
Yeah.
And it's convincing. So here's what's on the registry. A $1,100 bucket. Just.
I don't believe it's true.
A bucket. Two American flag armchairs for $9,000 each. A clock worth, and like when I say a clock, I mean like picture like an alarm clock, but like, you know those old school ones that were circles with the button, with the things on top, for $10,000.
How are these things invented? Like, who is creating an alarm clock for $10,000? Also, like, what? How, where's it registered?
That I wasn't sure.
I don't think it's real. I think someone made it up. It's hilarious.
Yeah.
Because also, like, I don't think rich people have registries.
I don't think so either.
No.
When you go to, like Britney Spears' wedding, I doubt they had a registry.
No.
Like, people probably just give them, like, nice cards. Yeah. Like, who's giving a billionaire gifts?
No, you can't.
Right? You Unless can't. You want to buy them a $3,000 paperweight.
Just go get a rock outside.
Exactly.
Or use your coffee cup like a normal person.
Right. So the most outrageous thing that was found on there was a... I feel like I'm going to butcher this, but it's because I'm poor.
Oh, God.
Baccarat Zenith chandelier worth $500,000.
Let me see the word. Yeah, I don't know how to say that. I believe that chandelier costs that much. I see. My thing. Yeah, I think someone just made this up and they found the most, like, they just typed in most expensive, ridiculous things.
You
on
know,
the
it
earth.
Was Kris Jenner made it up.
Yeah, it was Kris Jenner.
It's always Kris Jenner.
She was like, people think you're getting married. Let's make this ridiculous.
Right. Yeah. It's insane, the like the registry that's on there. So yeah. It hasn't been confirmed, but I love a good conspiracy. So
I don't think it's real, but I think it's funny.
It's definitely funny. Yeah. Yeah. So
is that all with
That's all with Kylie and Travis.
All right. Then let's check to see if we have another sponsor for today. Sponsor. Sponsor. All right. What else do we got? Is anything going to make me not angry?
Well, it has officially been confirmed that Khloe Kardashian and Tristan Thompson's surrogate was pregnant a month before his scandal with Mara Lee broke. So here's the thing. Since it's been confirmed that the surrogate was pregnant a month before the whole Mara Lee thing, that means he knew Mara Lee was pregnant when him and Khloe went and did the whole surrogacy thing. He knew.
Oh.
Yeah. And allegedly, according to Mara Lee, he tried to convince her to get an abortion by offering her $75,000 because him and Khloe, well, one, because he didn't want the scandal, and two, probably because he didn't want another kid. I don't know. Probably didn't want like a messy situation. And then also because,
hey, if you don't want a messy situation, don't make a mess of a situation. Don't create the situation. Keep your peepee in your pants.
Right. And he knew that him and Khloe were starting the surrogacy process. So like, what are you doing?
He doesn't think. Mm-mm. Or he is so narcissistic, he thinks he can do whatever he wants and not get caught. And there are no consequences to his actions.
I think that's more it.
I think that's it.
Yeah. So Khloe's representative said, we can confirm True will have a sibling who was conceived in November. And Khloe's spokesperson said, Khloe is incredibly grateful to the extraordinary surrogate for such a beautiful blessing. We'd like to ask for kindness and privacy so that Khloe can focus on her family.
Yeah. All right. Let's give him privacy, but I'm what, sorry. I feel bad for her.
What are you doing, Tristan?
Get it together, Tristan.
Good Lord.
Get it together.
Yeah. So that's it for my news. But you said you had something you wanted to.
I just saw the I saw that Elon Musk was being body shamed. Let me state here right now. I do not like Elon Musk. I think he's a terrible person.
Right.
I like the Tesla I have. But he can go suck it. Those are my true feelings on Elon Musk.
Official statement.
Official statement. He can suck it. So. Again, I do not think that there are good billionaires. So I saw a tweet that said, I ain't ever seen a physique like this. And it was Elon Musk shirtless on a yacht, you know, and his chest protrudes very, I don't know the word, a lot. His chest protrudes a lot. So he has like a really like his chest is just like out and then it goes in and he has tiny little legs. And then just normal legs for his height, but his chest looks like it protrudes. And people were like, what is going on? And people were making it means like there was like a little alien, like he's a robot and there's an alien inside. Please try hard not to laugh, and that made me laugh. But the it was a clever meme.
It was
clever meme, all right. And you know, you read through this and then someone was like, I actually think he has this disease and it's when your chest protrudes a lot. And like people were like putting him and Bill Gates next to each other, being like, why do billionaires have these like large chests? And people are like speculating and all this stuff. And then it just like went into huge discussion about Elon Musk's body. And then, you know, it's the internet. So everyone started body shaming Elon Musk. And while you think, you're like, whatever, he's stupid, like, he deserves it, which is what people were saying on the internet. They're like, it doesn't matter, he deserves it, he's a terrible person, we can do what we want. And then a lot of people make very good points, of which they do a lot, where he might not see the tweets, he might, like, quote unquote, deserve, no one deserves to be treated poorly. I mean, they, like, that's just true. But your friends that may have that body shape or self-conscious about their body will see those tweets of people making fun of them.
Yeah.
So if someone has that chest thing that makes their chest protrude and sees everyone making fun of Elon Musk, they might be a really, really, really great person, but then immediately are self-conscious about their body because it looks similar to Elon Musk's and yeah, they can't control it. So no one, trust me, there are a lot of things to put down Elon Musk for.
Right.
And to hate on him for. You don't need to lower yourself to the body.
Right.
You don't need to. Body shaming shouldn't exist. There are clever memes, but you can use that cleverness to make fun of other things. And people were saying, like, well, he made fun of Bill Gates' body, so he deserves to be. And I'm like, no, an eye for an eye makes the whole world blind. It's a stupid right, cliche saying, but it's true. Like, that's not how we solve anything. How we solve everything is the billionaires fix the world with all of their money and are no longer billionaires. But
eat the rich.
Eat the rich. The real rich, the 1%.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just, it's exactly like you said. It's not like he's going to see those tweets and be like, oh man, I feel really bad about myself now. It's your friends and it's strangers on the internet. They're going to see this is trending. They're going to click on it and it's them that are going to be affected, yes, not him.
Correct.
So like,
think about other people. Always think about other people. And that's pretty much the end of it.
Yeah. Go find something else to make fun of besides people's bodies. I feel like that's so old. Like, come on. Like,
go make fun of Elon Musk's tweets, his thought processes.
His evilness.
You know, just like what he's produced that's failed. Go make fun of those things.
Right.
Sure.
Right.
Don't make just the body thing.
Yeah. Nah, that's done.
Yeah.
All right.
That was all mine.
Well, that was good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I had a story today, everyone.
All right. You ready for positive moments?
Oh, please.
We love a good positive moment.
Positive moments.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. So a man hiking in a remote corner of the Tahoe forest ended up falling down more than a 70-foot drop and broke his hip and ribs. And the next day, he crawled as far as he could up towards the path in search of cell service. And once he got one bar, he dialed 911 and told the rescuers to look for Saul, who was his border collie that had stayed by his side through the whole thing. So he fell off. The border collie ran down found a way down to him, stayed by his side and crawled, up with him. So he said, look for Saul, because the rescuers weren't able to ping the exact location of him. And he couldn't tell them because he was so disoriented. But he knew, like, if you start calling out for Saul, he'll lead you back. And that's exactly what he did.
Oh, so, what a good dog.
Yeah. So when the rescuers arrived to the general area, they found a black and white border collie jumping up and down and spinning in circles.
Oh, I love dogs.
And he had run about 200 yards away through the woods to find the team. And just like Lassie, led them back to his owner. And they helicoptered him out of there. He's at the hospital and getting treatment right now. And they took Saul because Saul couldn't go on the helicopter. So the part of the rescue team took Saul into the nearby town and gave him lunch.
Yeah, he deserves steak.
He deserves steak.
And duck. Right? He deserves all of the good things.
So cute. And then a husband and wife team in Oregon developed baby/toddler shoes that dissolve in water to save space in landfills. So the shoes are designed to be super tough and last through the use of, they claim, 2 infants, so that they can be, handed down. Mm-hmm. And they are called Woolly Bubs. And the shoe starts at $34 for crawlers and $40 for walkers. And they're made out of the same plastic soluble or water soluble plastic that like the outside of pods, like detergent pods, are made out of.
Oh.
But just really layered.
Because babies don't need like good shoes, no, good support. Mm-mm. That's smart. I was like, why aren't we making these for human? Like, not that babies aren't humans, but like, adults. And then I was like, oh, because we need support and cushion and we run and we jump and stuff. And babies are just like, wee, this is for my outfit because it's cute.
Right. Well, and the couple claims that 30 million pairs of shoes end up in landfills each year, and each pair takes 40 years to decompose. Mm. And so they're basically like, all of this textile waste is horrible for our environment, and especially the kid industry and like yeah. the baby industry, because it gets messy so quickly and like destroyed so quickly, and because they grow so rapidly.
Yeah, they're only in their shoes for like a week.
Right, and then you're just cycling. So yeah, and then they also guarantee that no matter how much an infant feels it is necessary to chew on them, they will not break apart, which is also really good because babies are always sticking their feet in their mouths. God, get it together. And the researchers who've tested the woolly bubs out have said it does both dissolve and biodegrade, leading nothing harmful in its wake, which is great.
All right.
17-year-old Adrian Rodriguez found a green purse in a grocery store parking lot, and instead of bringing it into the store and just like giving it to Lost and Found, he decided to find the owner's house himself and return it. And after receiving back her purse, which only had $20 and a bunch of credit cards in it, the owner and roommate were just so like touched by the extra mile that this kid went that they decided to organize a GoFundMe for him to thank him for his kindness. And over 764 donors sent money that totaled to over $17,000.
That's so great. I wish that, like, it's really sad that just, like, poor people are all just passing around the same dollar.
Yeah.
That's literally what it is. It's like, and then he's going to see a GoFundMe and, you know, donate his money. And then that person's going to see a GoFundMe and donate their money. And it's just, like, just keeps going around in circles.
Yeah.
Oh, every time I hear it, I'm like, that's so great that they did that. Like, because he did a good act and you want to reward people for that. But I'm like, it's so sad that, like, that's just how society works now. It's just like all the poor, like lower class people are just trying to support each other and they don't have any money.
Right.
And then there's Kylie Jenner on a jet and Elon Musk on a yacht.
Yep. That's exactly how it is.
Yep.
Well, that's like, I've recently come into light on like the whole concept of, you know, when you go to like, especially like PetSmart, you go to like PetSmart and you put in your credit card and it says, would you like to donate $1 to like a homeless pet or whatever? I saw this TikTok the other day and it was like, why are we as poor and middle class consumers donating like $1 to these charities every time we give the company our business when they are a multi-billion dollar company?
You know why they're doing it?
Why?
You know why the companies have those set up?
No, go for it.
Because they take that dollar and they do donate it, but as themselves. And therefore, when you donate a certain amount as a company, you get major tax write-offs. So they're using your money that you donate to get tax write-offs themselves.
Cool.
So that's why it's set up. Yes, those puppies are getting their dollar.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. So if you're like, I don't care, you know, that the company's getting a tax. I don't care. I just care that the dog gets a dollar. The dog's getting your dollar. Okay, but the company is claiming it as their own and that they are donating. So PetSmart could be like, we donated $100,000 this year. They didn't donate. Mm. It was everyone who pressed yes, I will donate $1. It was their money. But PetSmart or whatever gets the tax write-off. Every grocery store does this. Mm-hmm. Every pet store does this. You know, that's just what they do. And it's not their money they're donating to yours. The money goes to the places.
Right.
So, you know. Whatever. The homeless get fed. The doggies get their treats.
Yeah.
Whatever. Good. But yeah, that's
why. But it's like, why are we doing it when there's a billion-dollar company?
Because
that...
we're guilted.
Yeah.
Yeah, the company should just donate.
Right.
You know, that's just what it is. But we're guilted into it.
Yeah.
And we're like, oh, okay, yeah, I'll give $1 to a doggie. But I mean, it's better that the companies have that set up than not, because they, again,
right.
everything is getting it. But yeah, I wish it would be better if the company is like, we'll match every dollar.
Right. There
so
we
they
go.
So they're still getting the tax write-off of our money,
right.
but also donating.
Right.
So
that's a good like compromise, I feel. Well, yeah. I mean, it's not even a compromise. Like, they would be able to like donate $1 billion and still come out a few billion dollars ahead. But
yeah,
it's small steps for now. Like, you know, take what we can. But yeah. All right. I have two more positive moments. Do we have time?
We have time for some positive moments.
Okay. A man from Macedonia was swept out to sea.
This is not positive, M.
It becomes positive.
Okay.
And although he was a very strong swimmer, he couldn't get himself back to shore. And just as he was losing strength and about to give up, a colorful rainbow soccer ball came floating towards him. And
gay, an ally.
Ally. It was partially deflated, but he clung onto it for more than 18 hours.
Holy.
Until rescuers found him floating more than 15 miles away from shore. And he was spotted by Greek Air Force helicopter. And it was reported later, like after this story went viral in the news, because who holds, I mean, good for him, but like, my God, who's able to hold onto a deflated soccer ball for 18 hours in the ocean?
Someone who wants to live.
Someone who really wants to live. A pair of Greek children came forward and reported that it was their colorful ball that they had accidentally kicked out into the sea 10 days earlier when they were playing football on their island. 80 miles away. 80 miles away. Isn't that
holy
like,
crap.
That's wild.
Ah, I love that it was gay.
Yeah. And then lastly, an English family's beloved beagle escaped their backyard after they forgot to latch their gate completely
Always
shut.
Always latch the gate.
Always latch the gate. Luckily for them, another local in their area named John Wilmer had spotted Bonnie, who was the beagle, by the side of the road when he was on his way with his own two dogs to a dog show. So he kind of just scooped Bonnie up and threw her in the truck because he couldn't be late to the dog show.
No, but he couldn't just leave the dog there.
Right, exactly. So once he got to the show, he entered his own two dogs and then he was just kind of holding Bonnie and didn't know what to do with her. And then he saw a best rescue dog category, threw her into that. She ended up winning third place.
Oh my God.
And then he returned Bonnie back to the owners with the ribbon tied around her neck.
This is like Baby's Day Out adventure. Right. This is a movie in the making.
For sure.
This is a kid's movie. Yeah. Like, Beagle, it's day out. It's Beagle's day out.
Ooh, Beagle's day out.
And it just goes out into the world and does all these things and then like returns home. The family doesn't know what happened.
Right.
And they're like, where'd she get this ribbon? And then the dog's just like, and then it dreams about
yeah.
it.
That's like one of those little Pixar shorts.
Yes.
At the beginning of the movie.
Yes.
Yeah. It was so good. I thought that was so cute.
I love that so much.
Yeah.
Okay. That's actually all the time we have for today.
Oh no. Okay.
What? No, we did great.
All right.
Yeah.
I just get so excited for games and questions, but we had
if you have
too
one
much
short one.
One short question.
If you have a short one, we'll always give them a short one.
Okay. What's the one food you could never bring yourself to eat?
Well, it would be like a...
Because of you mentally can't eat it, not because of you can't eat dairy.
Oh, okay. Because I was like, well, like bull testicle. But like a cow eyeball.
Eyeball.
Or something. An eyeball. That
okay.
Like looks at you.
I think for me, anything having to do with insects...
Well, you've made me eat ants and crickets.
Hee hee.
So I can't, but it is hard.
Right.
There's a true mental block.
Right.
I was like, I just can't. We watched a cooking show yesterday where these people were like, we're trying to like show people sustainable food. And they made a taco with crickets. And I was like, I don't know. Like, it is one thing to look at them. So they like fried them and they didn't really look like crickets.
Okay.
And the people, the judges were like, this is, I think, the best taco I've ever had. They ended up
wow.
winning like number one of all of like 20 tacos.
Right.
But I was like, it is when you look at that, it is a mental block. That's why
right.
I say eyeball, like looking at an eyeball.
Right.
Because when we eat, when people eat steak and ribs, it's so far detached from what the animal actually looks like.
Right.
That you don't think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like I eat fish, but I hate when they bring the full fish with the eyeballs on it. I'm like,
yeah.
La, 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 and Abby kind of always like scrapes the head off for me. So. If it's like something I can't detach, like I can see, like an eyeball.
Yeah.
Or something like that, that I think I couldn't do that.
Which is so funny because if you grew up in like a different continent or country, it's like eating insects is so normal.
Yes.
But it's just because we grew up here.
Yeah, it's how you grow up. It's
yeah.
your culture. It's that's what it is. And obviously like you're not weird if you can eat an insect. I'm actually jealous of you because crickets are really good in protein.
Yeah, yeah.
And can be made really well.
And
my
they're
chameleon
so
seems
cheap
to love them.
And so abundant.
Yes.
So it's like if we could get on that page, that would be awesome.
Yes.
But it's all mental.
It's all the mental, which right. is so annoying. Humans are ridiculous.
Yeah. Love it.
Yeah. All right. That's all we that's all the time we have for today. Please, if you could rate us on whatever platform you're listening to this on, that would be fantastic. Only if it's like 4 to 5. If you're going to give us a one, you're too busy. You don't have time to rate
okay.
us.
You don't have to rate us.
We appreciate the effort, but you don't need to put your effort into us. But if you're like going to do well, come on.
Come on.
But also follow us on any platform. Make sure you're following us both on Podcast ATI on Instagram and then just Emily's.
No.
Podcast ATI?
No.
ATI Podcast.
No.
All things. What is it?
All Things Internet Podcast.
All Things Internet Podcast. I was almost there.
Almost there.
Almost there. All Things Internet Podcast and then our own personal Instagrams. We love you guys. If you have any questions or things you want us to report about, please always let us know. And we love you and we'll see you next time.
Love you. Bye. Well, no, we messed that up. We gotta do it. We've been
all right. Love you.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of All Things Internet. Please make sure to like and follow our podcast on whichever platform you're currently listening to it on. And make sure to follow us at PodcastATI on Twitter, where you can ask questions and get the latest updates on our show. We love you. Thanks for listening. I'm Rachel Ballinger, and this has been All Things Internet.
Hello, dear stranger. I'd like to introduce you to something new, or perhaps something very, very old. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine is a horror fantasy medical mystery following the titular monk turned traveling medical investigator. Follow Radolf as he navigates a nightmare world in which viruses are gods and the human race are not their favored children. Steeped in history and an aesthetic that can only be described as a combination of occult academia and laboratory Judaica, the Heresies of Radolf Burntwine have been described as Umberto Eco meets H.P. Lovecraft. For more information, check out the Patreon at thorb.info. But take care, dear stranger, for some truths are best left unknown.